So Iceland was a pretty big deal when it got started. You know, indoor ice hadn't been around that long. Construction was hard. The Teamsters still drove horses. The Iceland mast going up. You'll notice it said opening in October. Didn't actually get open until November. Some things never change. They built the rink mostly by hand. What you'll see here is the winch and the mast that they used to pick up the huge beams that they built on site inside the rink. Took about 5 months to finish Iceland. That's from, and then it became a center of activity in the North Sacramento community. Can't have Iceland without the neon. You'll see more about this. Neon was a big deal back then. So a lot of life happened in Iceland. People went there terrified, trying to learn to perch themselves on little metal runners on just about the slickest substance in the universe, but somehow they did. And they made a lot of friends along the way and had a great time doing it. Iceland is always famous for her ice shows, continues to this day. We've turned out far more than our fair share of professional ice skaters, show skaters, the Ice Follies, the Ice Capades, the Disney on Ice skaters that you see today, because we work so hard on our shows. Everybody has a place in them. There's a spot for everybody somewhere. Lots and lots of hard work and fun. Gotta love some of these costumes they came up with. You know, skating can be kind of hard. It's hard to pick it up, hard to learn. And you fall down a lot. Look at this poor woman, young woman's legs all wet, but she's going to do it again. And next big event, an arsonist decided Iceland had lived its last, decided to burn the place down. We think through gasoline bombs in the window, never really found out. Complete loss. There was really not a single piece of unburned wood left in the building. So you might think, and a lot of people did think, that Iceland was done, that our skate blades had come off. But no. You know, the daughters, those pixies you saw on the ice shows, their granddaughters, their friends all showed up and said, no way, we're not giving up on Iceland. We got knocked down, we fell down, but we're gonna bring her back. We worked at night, worked in the rain, cleaned up this enormous mess. And decided to put the rink back together. Painting seemed like it took forever. And the Girl Scouts finally showed up to make it all, put the finishing touches on for us. This is the first wood we put back in the rink. Had to rebuild everything. That's the handrail. You'll see these again in a minute. Very important part of Iceland. You had to fix the top of the mast. Fell apart a little bit in the heat. And then we had ice. When you have ice, you have to have your Zamboni back. And you have to have your sign back. And then you have your rink back. And we were ice skating again. Amazingly enough, and the crowds came back to a little kind of broken ice rink in North Sacramento. We put out tarps to keep the sun off the ice. And the hockey came back. The ice shows came back. And the snow angels, of course, came back. So this is the last slide. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen, for everything. I'll stop this here and just say, watch for us to put the roof back sometime in the next year. I think we've got it figured out. It won't be easy, but we'll get there, because, you know, you just pick yourself up when you get knocked down at an ice rink. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. So much appreciated. Bye now.